listening to Book Nerds. Hello and welcome to a special episode of Book Nuts. This is your podcast where we talk about audiobooks, but you can also have books too. You know, you can read if you want to go old school on us, but go back to episode one and you can see why we listen to audiobooks if this is your first episode instead of reading a book. Today's kind of a tweener episode. It's a special one between regular episodes. That's because we recorded a lot of our episodes you've listened to already in the past. When Steven was changing his website and he didn't want to get another show going in the meantime, perfectly acceptable. So we just wanted to have a few in the bank before we started so we could do this show weekly instead of every other week. So we usually have 2 to 4 in the bank, but we got a few questions over the time. So we decided just to throw out a real quick special episode. Special might be overrating it a little bit, but just on questions. So, as always, my partner in crime is Jonathan. How are you doing today, Jonathan?
Hello. Yeah, people have been sending in questions. They might be like, man, what a bunch of jerks those guys are. I emailed them like, weeks ago, and it's been 5 episodes, and they haven't even answered me back yet.
Exactly. Well, every one of them I said we will get to, and if I could answer it, I answered it. Most of these are basically general, so it really wasn't that big a deal, but they did get some response from me on every one of these here. And also, unless you say it's okay, I only give your first name. I'm not giving full name. So you'll see, Mike, Joe, John, Tim, Larry, all that. That's all you're going to get, instead of, the full name for me, unless you say, go ahead and use my whole name. So are you ready, Jonathan?
Absolutely.
Okay, first book is, we talked about this already, and on another episode, or maybe you'll get this one before that one, I don't know how they're going to play out, but basically, they said, this is from Joe, he says, can you review more free books, because our local library does not have any audiobooks, and I'm on a tight income. Yes, we will, and we talked about this already. We're going to do more free books from Patio Books and in the public domain. There's a couple we're doing right now that we're at least, we already had one that we're already talking about, The Count of Monte Cristo, and that's in the public domain. You can just search for that, and it's out there everywhere. So you can go ahead and listen to that one, and we're going to start doing more from Patio Books too, so you don't have to pay.
Yep, and this varies from library to library, but depending on your local library, like for mine, for instance, we're part of this like larger, like I don't know if you'd call it like a co-op of libraries, where my library is kind of partnering up with almost like every other library in the state. So if there's an audiobook that my library doesn't have, I can request that audiobook, and as long as it's in stock in one of the other libraries, they'll send it to my local library, and bada bing bada boom, I can get a lot of audiobooks that way.
Yeah, we don't have quite that. I'm in Collin County in Texas. It's a suburb north of Dallas, or the county north of Dallas. The local big library I can go to is the McKinney Library. If you're in the area, McKinney. And anybody in Collin County can get a McKinney Library card. But McKinney has a partnership with Allen, the next town south. So if you have a McKinney Library card, you automatically have one from Allen. Well, Allen has a partnership with Plano. So if I ever go to one of the Plano libraries, I show my McKinney one, there, because it's accepted with Allen, it can go there. And Plano has a partnership with Frisco, where so I got about 5 or 6 towns I can go with the one McKinney Library card. Now, it's not as easy as your system, but if I'm ever down shopping or something, I'll just pop in and see what kind of books they have.
Do you know if McKinney, like, have you tried going into, like, the McKinney one, because obviously that's closer to you, and say, hey, Plano or Frisco has this book, can you get it for me? Can you get the copy for me? Have you tried that?
No, I have not. But okay. They do have an online system where there's a couple hundred books online. I can only check out one at a time, but I can download them MP3.
Yeah, I mean, another option too, not that I'm a fan of DRM at all or proprietary software, but there's another app you can install on Android and or iPhone, I believe. It's called Overdrive. And Basically, it's an app that the public libraries use where you can listen. You basically take out the audiobook through the OverDrive app, and they'll give you, like, I don't know, maybe a month or something to listen to it. And so you can get access to audiobooks that way also. Now, the weird thing with that is a new Jack Reacher book came out, like, maybe a few months ago, and I hit Tracy up on it, but I'm not sure if he got the email or the Vox, but I saw it on OverDrive. I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna listen to it this way. And it was like, sorry, you have to wait in line and reserve it. I was like, I have to reserve, like, digital bits? Like, how is it not, like, unlimited? I was like, why do I have to wait to take out an audiobook? Like, that didn't make any sense. You can check out OverDrive, give that a, you can check that out. And it's a little weird. Like I said, you have to reserve, digital books to listen to. Some books they'll have in stock, some they won't. It's weird, but you don't know. You'll never know what you find on there unless you take a look. So you can give that a stab too.
Exactly. Now, another place is, well, I'm going to read the next question because it kind of has to do with this a little bit. So then we can continue the conversation.
All
The
right.
next question is from Adrian. It says, where's the best place to find audiobooks? I'm going to say three real quick, but then we can talk about that. But then I was going to talk about my other point is, number one, obviously the library. Number two, Patio Books. Number three, obviously Audible. Yes, DRM. Yes, pay. But they got a lot of books. Now, there's another service I just started using. I've been a fan of the app that's on, it's web-based iPhone and Android called TuneIn Radio. I've used that for a long time, so I can listen to radio stations from all over. Since down in Texas is pretty much no hockey talk whatsoever, so I do listen to a lot of TSN sports radio up in Canada. Well, they offered a new subscription service where it's like $7 a month. They have tons of commercial-free stations, music stations to listen to. You can listen to all the hockey games and all the live baseball games, audio. And they also have thousands of audiobooks that you can, and it does remember your spot you left off when you listen to it, as long as it's on the same device. So it's not like I can listen to it the web and go to the phone. You just have to kind of go to where you were at. So that could be a little better, but there's thousands of books out there. Matter of fact, all the Jack Reacher books are out there on the
Nice.
series. So
That's cool.
yeah, $7 a month if and they have like a free week or two trial. If you're on vacation, you want to mow through some books, just try to do the free trial and mow through about 10, 15 books while you can.
Yeah, another two other ones that I just thought of. If you have, again, Android or iPhone, the first one to check is LibriVox, LibriVox. That has tons and tons of basically public domain books that people donate their time and read the books. So it's very cool. There's tons and tons of books on there. You could also search Project Gutenberg. That has thousands and thousands of also public domain books. Those on Project Gutenberg, I believe, are not audio. They're all just, PDF text, books or whatever on, on your mobile device. But I believe LibriVox, they read books on Project Gutenberg, I think. But so between the two, you can get a ton of free books that way also.
Yeah, so by no means do you have to pay for books to get a lot of great books. And like it says, Patio Books is a great, great service. Pretty much everyone I've ever listened on there was a good book. And there's some that are just outstanding. The whole Seventh Son series, we haven't even talked about that here yet, is outstanding. The quarter share, half share, and all those are just outstanding. So yeah, don't forget about Patio Books. It's a great service. Now, once in a blue moon, they do take a book off. There was one I would like to listen to again. I talked to Jonathan on there called Axial Man. Well, that's actually been removed from the author. So that one's not there anymore. And Scott Sigler's book, Earth Core, that one's been pulled too. So there is times when they're on there for a while, then they're pulled off. But for the most part, almost everyone's on there for almost ever.
I think Scott Sigler, didn't he pull like all of his books, I think? Are any of them on Patio Books anymore?
Yeah, there's a few still on there.
Oh, okay.
But I think it has something to do with Sigler is a stickler to quality.
Yeah.
And I got a feeling it's going to be on there again, redoing it, because I know he has pulled some and put some on like that in the past. I could be totally off base here with that one, but he does have some on there also.
No, he actually is redoing Earthcore. I think he's actually in the middle of it right now. So he kind of re-edited the book and he's re-recording the audio version of it. So that probably is why he did take it off there, because that Earthcore was the very first podcast book that he had ever done.
Yeah, that one was, that's a definite going to be review for us.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know when, people. So actually, I think it would be good when he re-releases it to listen to the new version to see if we, I think that would be a good time to do that one for us.
We could even compare both of them, actually.
That's not a bad idea. You're going to get in there. All right.
I'm known to do that every now and then.
I try not to. All right. The next question is from Mary Beth. It is, what is the fastest you guys can listen to books and still comprehend them? You answer that, then I'll answer.
Okay, mine is 4x. It could possibly be faster, but I max out my device that I use. So, you know, so if something takes an hour, I can listen to it in 15 minutes. If, you know, there's an 8-hour book, I can listen to it in 2 hours. So that's the fastest I can go. So depending on the book, sometimes I can't go 4x. The audio gets like really choppy, or like it messes with my audio player. It just depends on the quality of the recording, but 9 times out of 10 I can listen to stuff at 4x. If I can't listen to 4x, then I back it down to 3, and I'm, you know, and then 10 out of 10 times it works at 3x. But yeah, 4 times is where I'm at right now.
Yeah. Jonathan listens to stuff, I'm not going to say ridiculously fast. I'm going to say stupidly fast. Okay. he's past a ridiculously fast stage. When we talk on different devices on the phone, I can hear the phone talking to him. And to me, it sounds just like a blurb. But nope, he just listened to a whole sentence, you know, while he was talking to me. So yeah, Jonathan is amazing. For me, I'm not that fast, obviously. To me, it all depends on the author, how they're talking. I'm between 1.5 and 2.5. I know I'm a fairly fast talker, so somebody like listening to somebody like me, I would be about the 1.5 to 2, depending on the book and the material. Now, and I try really hard to slow my talk down. I know that. Now, there's most books I am at about a 2 to 2.5 right now, which really helps out. It does save a lot of time. And when I listen to, like, I listen to the whole series again, that quarter share, half share, full share off of audiobooks. And I listen to all of them at 2.5 times the speed. And I got like the last half hour done to left. And I said, just, I was sitting there, I wonder what it sounds like at 1x speed. And I turned to it. The sound was totally off. And I was losing my concentration because it was so slow. My mind could do other things.
Oh, yeah. You're like, it's like, what is the person reading this on, like, Quaaludes or something? You're like,
Exactly.
They're talking so slow.
Yeah, and people are like, well, you can do other things when you do it. Well, if some of the stuff I can work while I'm doing the audiobooks, and sometimes I not work when I'm doing it, but it is so slow, my mind wants to do other things, so I actually lose more comprehension.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, with me, too, like, when I'm listening to stuff at 4X, it's not like I'm just sitting there. Like, I pretty much walk around the house with, like, an earbud in one ear for a large part of the day. So I'm listening to stuff at 4X, but I'm kind of, like, doing other stuff. You know, other stuff's going on around me, so you know, sometimes Trace would be like, okay, yeah, we need to read this book. It's a great book. And I'll be like, all right. In the morning, I'll download it and I'll start listening to it. And like, you know, before the day's over, I'm like, yeah, I already listened to that one, Tracy. And now I need the other 8 in the series because I'm hooked.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's happened a couple times. All right. Next question. This is from Mike, and not Michael, Mike he had. So it is, what is the best and worst books you guys have read or listened to in your life?
Oh, I usually know the worst one already.
Yeah, I know my worst one too. So you do your worst one and then I'll do mine.
Okay, so my worst one, this has got to be a first where the actual movie of the book is far better. Yeah, the movie is far better than the book. And I'm talking about Jaws. I love the movie Jaws. I am deathly afraid of the ocean and sharks now because my parents let me watch that movie when I was like five, but that's another story. So I read the book, and it is horrendous. It is really far away from the movie, and Steven Spielberg did Jaws the book a favor when he made the movie, because the book is atrocious. There's a bunch of a storyline that's not in the movie that totally doesn't need to be there. It was just bad.
That's good to know. Cross that one off my list. For me, mine is a quote classic, and this is one I had to read in high school, and having to read it in high school really didn't bar that, because like I had to read Great Expectations. I loved that book. So it's not just because it's a classic it's bad, but this one was Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury.
I'm not familiar with that. Didn't Ray Bradbury, wasn't he did part of a TV series, didn't he? Like Ray Bradbury Theater, or is that someone else?
Could be, I don't know. This is, I think in the 50s this one was released.
Okay.
So it very well could have. But this is basically about people are burning books and everything. It was like 30, 40 hours of reading for me of just this manifesto about how evil some people can be. Fahrenheit 451, I think isn't that the melting point or boiling point of mercury? I could be wrong.
Something like that. Yeah. It's a significant number for sure.
Yes, but it was just horrid. I mean, just horrible. Yes, now people are going to come back and say, how can you think that is? I'm sorry. But to me, it was just bad. So, okay. Now, the best book. Do you want me to go or do you want to go?
Yeah, you can go with the best book.
Okay. This one I actually read in high school. And this is probably in high school one of the couple times I actually picked a book up, read a book without being told to. But I found it, and we had some English class, and we had to go to the library. It's one of those where your assignment was to hang out at the library and walk around. So I excelled at those assignments. So when I was in there, and the librarian, she was pretty cool. And she goes, what interests you? And I told her a few things, and she handed me this book, and I loved it. I read it over the weekend. It was unbelievable. It's called As Eagles Screamed by Donald Burgett. I think it was 1984 or redone in 1984. I forgot. But there's a couple screamed ones out there like that. As Eagle Screamed by Donald Burgett. I want to make sure I tell you that, because this is about the starting of the 101st. I don't know if you know anything about the 101st Airborne in the Army. They're called the Screaming Eagles. About when it was formed in World War II, the training this guy went to, and when he got dropped and parachuted in Germany, and they described different battles, how different weapons worked. Unbelievable book. It just grabbed my attention all the way through it. So if you got older people can like this too, but if you got somebody that's looking for a book to read and they love history type stuff, grab that one. That it's not an audiobook, unfortunately. I've looked for it in audio and I cannot find it. I think you can find it in text files, so if you have an audio reader you could probably, but it's a very good book.
Yeah, and actually, I'm glad you said that. Like, speaking of that, like, if you're using the Android or iOS phone and you're using, like, the Project Gutenberg where you have just, like, the text files of the books, the screen readers built into those devices more than likely will read those books. So you can still, in a sense, have an audiobook that way also.
That sounds good. Good advice right there, people. Okay, how about your best book, do you know?
Oh, man. That's tough. I was thinking of it.
Okay, how about this? Make it easy on you. What's the best one in the last 5 years? How about that?
Okay. I would have to go with Ready Player One, like when we talked about that review. I probably read that book at least once or twice a year. Another book I read at least once a year is Pilgrim's Progress. That's another great book.
I'm glad you said that second one, because I almost said, and you can't use Ready Player One. I almost said that.
Well, so Pilgrim's Progress, and I also the Bible is one of my favorite books too. So I read the entire Bible pretty much every month. So I read through the entire Bible every month.
Yeah, when the book of Genesis only takes you 5 minutes to listen to, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, well, no, that's actually pretty long.
Yeah, Matthew's about a minute and a half, so.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I would have to say Pilgrim's Progress is a great book. Like, you know, if I can't choose Ready Player One, ooh, the last 5 years, I'd have to say something from Scott Sigler, like the GFL series. Those are great. You know, so those are a couple of my handful of picks there.
Okay, now that adds on. I'll add on a little question to this from Mike. What's your favorite series? So you're gonna go a GFL?
Yeah, I'd have to go GFL. That is awesome. Or oh man, the Jack Reacher series are great too, though.
Yeah, Jack Reacher is good for me. If I had to pick a series, it's probably the Iron Druid Chronicles.
Ooh, those are good too. Oh man, there's a lot to choose from.
yeah, one thing I can admit, Iron Druid Chronicles. If you have a kid that will listen to audiobooks, this series, or they like to read or they can read, try the Iron Druid Chronicles. The way it is written, it is good for younger people or older people. Kevin Hearn has an awesome way of writing where it intrigues younger and older people, and you just fit right in. So if you're trying to find, and it's a fantasy style book, it's not really sci-fi, it's more fantasy.
Yeah.
But it's really good. Again, that might be able to get them into some books if you're trying to give some ideas for some people.
Yeah, we actually did a review on the first book. I'm not sure if it came out yet or not. But I think by the time you hear this, it might have come out already. So we did review the first book in the Iron Druid series.
Well, I think we were going to record it, but we never did.
Oh,
so
really?
I think we have to. Yeah,
oh, okay.
We were talking and we were going to record it, but me and you had to. I think that this is happens to me and Jonathan a lot. We were going to record it. We got onto it, and we ended up talking for 2 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that was the day we talked for like 3 hours and actually didn't record anything.
Exactly. That's the story of my life right there. It's not getting anything done when I'm supposed to. But, okay, this another kind of question from Timothy, kind of thrown into this, topic is, what's your favorite genre?
Ooh, that's a good one. I would say I'm a huge fan of how, oh, man, this writing style of Scott Sigler, I'm a huge fan of, because I like the way he uses words and describes things and kind of like describes things not too much, but kind of he likes to kind of shape your image of things a little bit, but then leave enough room for you to kind of picture things on your own.
Okay. For me, Sigler's style, and some people might not agree with this, to me, I think that would be more like a technical fiction.
Yes.
For Sigler's.
Yes.
It's a fiction, yes. But everything's real technical. It doesn't have to be about quote-unquote tech stuff, but he gets real technical about different topics.
Yes.
So,
yeah, that's the perfect way of describing it. But I also do like, you know, kind of like the Jack Reacher, kind of like, you know, I wouldn't say you would call them mystery, but they're mysterious.
Action,
and they're
kind of detective action type.
Yeah, thing. Yeah, exactly. That's good, too. I mean, there's probably not too much I don't like. I mean, you know, unless you have that Jaws book, but I mean, there's, you know, a time and place for every type of, you know, genre, like, you know, like the Hobbit type stuff, Lord of the Rings, or like the Iron Druid stuff, or, you know, so I'd have to say I kind of like, you know, not everything, like, I'm not going to read, like, you know, erotica books, but, you know, like, but, you know, mostly anything I'm kind of a fan of.
Okay, yeah, I'll listen up pretty much anything, but if I had to pick sci-fi or fantasy, I'll kind of lump them together. Top right behind it, I like fictional history.
Mm.
Love those books, especially alternative World War II books. There's one called The Black Cross. I don't know if you've read that. Good audiobooks called The Black Cross. Historical fictions, I kind of like those too. So those probably are my two favorite genres right there, with sci-fi and fantasy probably on top.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, the next one is, and this is actually, let me see, two more questions. This one is from Eldophus, I think that's right. I'm sorry if I'm wrong, I apologize. It says, do you prefer older or newer books? For me, I'm going to say 20 years is the cutoff for newer or older. We have to draw a line somewhere. So I would say newer. I am a more fan of the books 20 years and newer than the older ones. I think the styles of writing are a little different. I think they do, like we're talking about, the technical aspect. And that's not necessarily like computer tech stuff. Newer books really get more detailed in a lot of stuff than older books. There is some exceptions, like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. He described that submarine to a T. So there is exceptions, but for the most part, newer books get a little more deep into some of the topics because they're not afraid to get really deep, where a book's longer instead of one book. Okay, this idea is now going to be a series of 20 books, where in the past that wasn't as popular to do. So that's why I like newer books.
I would lean towards newer books, also, you know, get 20, 30 years, maybe 50-ish years, depending. Like, probably a year or two ago, I was like, you know what? I've never read Moby Dick. I need to read Moby Dick. So I got the audiobook and I listened to it, and whew, man, the style of writing is far different, the way they use their words. So I had to listen. I listened to it at 3x just because, at 4x, I mean, yeah, I was hearing everything, but just the way it was written, I was like, man, I'm losing, you know, part of this book. So I had to like slow it down a little bit. I wouldn't say I want to read literature like that all the time. It's okay. Like, I just feel like I had to read it because everyone has, and you're just supposed to read Moby Dick. So, but like writing like that, it's hard to keep up with it because it's just, we don't talk like that anymore. So it's really hard to read books that are written like that.
Yeah, I agree. That's, yeah. So I just thought of a good punishment for your kids. Make them read Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah, exactly.
So that could be cruel and inhumane, though, in my opinion. So I know I'm going to anger some people out there with that, and I apologize if it did. No, I don't even apologize for that. To me, it was just a bad book. You might have liked it, but I don't.
Yeah, and when I was in high school, we actually read a couple of cool books. Like, I even thought they were cool at the time. Like, my teacher had us read 1984, and we also read A Brave New World, which, you know, I want to go back and listen to that book again. But just kind of seeing where we are now and looking back at, you know, some of those books, it's quite interesting.
Yeah, we had to read 1984, Animal Farm. Yeah. But my ninth grade English teacher, Mr. Rogers.
Nice.
I know him for a couple reasons. One, handlebar mustache, and he drove a Harley. Two is I was in speech and debate. I was actually on the high school speech and debate team when I was in seventh grade. A friend of mine was on it and took me to one, and I liked it. So in seventh grade, I lettered in seventh grade in speech and debate, believe it or
not.
That's
funny.
I lettered six times in one thing, but that's another side point. But he was the coach. That's why I remember his name real well. But he gave a list of read a book and do a report on, but he had a list of about 50 books, which is great. And probably the best forced reading I had to do was The Last of the Mohicans. Awesome book.
I've never read that. I need to read that, actually.
If you've ever seen the movie that came out about, 92, 93, I think, somewhere around in there, it's a good book. I don't give any spoilers on it, but basically it's about The Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to survive.
Yeah,
so
I never saw the whole movie, but I definitely had seen bits and pieces of it when I was younger. Speaking of, you know, books like that, there's another book you mentioned before that I'd love to read is that Crazy Horse book.
Yeah, Crazy Horse. Yes, that's another good one. Another good series it's a long series, The Sacketts by Louis L'Amour, but it doesn't start off Western. The Sacketts is a series of books about the Sackett family. The first one it's like in the 1500s when he comes to America and tries to start a colonizing. And it gradually builds up to the 1800s to get to the Westerns.
Oh, wow.
And so it starts out, those are awesome ones too, if you look at one, especially for kids, because they get real detailed. I don't want to say real little kids because there is it's Louis L'Amour, so it's not graphic. You know, blood splattered from the back of the brain. No, you know, he was shot and killed, you know, from in the back. So that's kind of, you know, so little kids probably not, but definitely young teenagers up probably would find those interesting too.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I got those audiobooks, but if I give Jonathan the first one, I know he's going to say, come on, give me the next 18.
Yeah, exactly. Just give them all to me at once.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll fix that. So, all right, last question. This is from John, not you, okay? He's J-O-H-N, okay? You're J-O-N, so
that's
just
right.
You know, so, okay. And we talked about this one on the first episode, is where do you guys find time to listen to audiobooks this much? You can answer that, I will.
Basically, one of two ways. So I really try to get up before everyone in the house because That's when it's the most peaceful here. And so, you know, if I can get up 2 hours before everyone, 9 times out of 10, I can read a whole book then. Or at least, you know, three quarters of it or whatever. But like I was saying earlier, you know, throughout the day, I pretty much have, you know, one earbud hanging in my ear throughout the whole day. So I'm, you know, listening to something throughout the whole day while I'm, you know, making sure kids don't destroy the house or various other things. So I pretty much am just kind of constantly listening, you know, to stuff throughout the day. You know, 10 minutes here, 30 minutes here, but you know, that 30 minutes here, 30 minutes there adds up by the time the day's over. I already listened to 3 hours of a book, which again, I pretty much finished a book in the day. So that's pretty much how I do it. Very rarely do I just sit down and just mow through a whole book. Again, unless I get up very early in the morning to do it. You gotta push the button to talk, Tracy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, push to talk. I hit the wrong button. So that's another story of my life. But what I do is I listen around my land as I'm working. I have two different headphones. I got a cordless Bluetooth it's not over the ears. So I use that a lot of times. But anytime I'm working where there's loud noise, tractor, splitting wood, anything like that, I got a bigger set that cups my ear fully. That usually, if I'm in a greenhouse, I can just listen to it, you know, just in the computer I have in there, or plug my phone into my speakers. And anything else, I'll listen to one of those two headphones as I'm working. And at night, if there's not a good hockey or baseball game on, I'll listen to an audiobook. And when I go to bed, I listen probably for about an hour every night. That's how I really relax. I just listen to it. And I usually put it on a timer. And I'll play it for an hour. And even if I'm still in the mood to listen, that relaxes me enough where I'll go to sleep. So
Yeah.
that's generally where I listen to mine is when I'm working at night and or when I go to bed, pretty much almost every night.
Yeah, sometimes I'll go to sleep too, just listening to a book. Like if I'm a little wound up still or whatever, I'll just lay down, pop the headphones in, and you know, eventually I'll fall asleep. Or sometimes, like, for whatever reason, I might wake up in the middle of the night, 1, 2 in the morning, and I'm just like wide awake. And I'm like, oh, I guess I'll listen to a book.
Yeah, when I'm in bed, I do have the Bluetooth wraps on so I don't disturb my wife. But I saw a new thing that I might have to get to review. They're about $50 though. So there's 50, no, they're actually like 75. So they're spendy, so probably not for a while. But they're made for the bed. They kind of look like an ear thing, like, you know, when it's cold out, you got like that little,
Like
like the.
earmuffs?
Yeah, they're not really earmuffs. You know, like the headband when it's cold out that
Oh
goes around your
yeah.
forehead. They're
Yep.
just like that, only it's thinner and it's Bluetooth and the speaker's built in real small to the side where your ears are.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can roll over on it and everything. So that would be pretty cool, but to me, it's probably not worth the money right now. But yeah, that's pretty cool. I forgot the name, but I'll find out sometime and put the name out there. So that's where I listen to mine.
Very cool, yeah.
All right,
Yep.
any other questions you want to talk about?
I don't think so. I think we're good. I think the last episode you mentioned what book we're reading next, right?
No, but this one is going to be between one of the ones we recorded already.
Okay.
So yeah, this one is going to kind of be in the middle. So yeah, so much for a quick tweener here. This is longer than most of our episodes. So, but we had a lot of questions. From now on, these we'll just be throwing into the podcast as we go. So.
Yeah, once we're more caught up, because I think we recorded like, I don't even know, 10, 11, 12 episodes at a time, so.
Now, I think everything that's out there we've recorded. So we had some ones planned, but we never did them.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we're only we were about 6, 7 weeks ahead, but now we're only 2, 3, which is a good
Okay.
number.
Okay, yeah.
So cool. So okay, that's all I have to say. Answer questions, please. Any more questions, just email Tracy at podnuts.com, Tracy at podnuts.com. And if you want to get to Jonathan, just put that there and I'll send it off to him. So thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. We do appreciate it. And please don't forget to go to podnuts.com/Amazon if you want to buy any of these books or anything like that. Help support him a little bit. Steve, besides being on air a lot, Steve does a ton of work behind the scenes for all this stuff. And that helps him out. Pay for all this stuff, and it also helps him out so he can go to different conferences and stuff and meet everybody and travel around. So help them out and do that. And I do appreciate everybody listening. So, and I want to say thank you, and everybody have a great day.
All right. Have a good one.